When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Before we do anything, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to open up the 2021 Market Adventures listener survey at marketadventures.co/giveaway. So why do we need this survey? It's for you. I want to get to know each of you a little bit better so I can make the content that adds the most value to your lives. So go to marketadventures.co/giveaway. You'll also be entered in a giveaway to win a $50 Amazon gift card. That's free money and the ability to impact the show you tune into every day. In the trading game, news is king. Let's take a look at a few news sources to get ahead. Enjoy the episode. There's a lot of talk about the impact of Bitcoin mining on our environment. So much that Elon Musk made a tweet about it. You know what doesn't hurt our environment? Aspiration. Having a debit account with Aspiration allows you to reduce your carbon footprint and give back to the environment every day of the year. You can pay as little as $0. Yeah, $0 to have an account with them. And rest assured that your money in your account is not being used to destroy the earth, like it is at big banks. I don't need Earth Day to make a difference because I can plant a tree with every purchase using my spare change with Aspiration. I can even get up to 10% cash back at environmentally friendly partners, access to up to 20 times the interest of traditional bank savings accounts, and pay no fees at almost 60,000 ATMs. Open an account at aspiration.com/market to get up to $200 when you open an account. That's aspiration.com/market. Start protecting the earth today, or our children may not have it later to enjoy. Okay, so first things first, you have to know the type of investor you are. Go back and listen to Friday and Saturday's episode, because there we talked about a few common trading techniques and strategies out there, and the type of person it really fits. Now, news has a different relevance whether it's intraday or dispersed over time. Option traders benefit from news intraday because it impacts speed of price movement. Position traders don't care too much about short-term news because they're building positions to hold over the course of months and years. Now, if the news in the intraday, in the short term, is fundamentally relevant, for example, AT&T cutting their dividend, right, this might impact the confidence in that position investor's position. Now, myself, I own AT&T, so when they decide to cut their dividend in half, for me, that didn't show a sign of weakness. They're deciding to reinvest in more in their growth. Now, had that been a company during COVID, which Ford, Boeing, a lot of companies cut their dividend due to COVID, they cut that because of a fundamental weakness on their balance sheet. So I would never buy Ford or BA again, because if something were to happen, they would cut their dividend again, right? So to me, that shows weakness. But for most investors, again, if there's no fundamental change in that short-term news, then it really does not affect their decision to become position traders. Now, at the beginning of the month, which will be next week, I go to Trading Economics calendar to look for some major events, right? The Fed, economic data, etc. And you can also look across multiple countries or just leave it open and it'll show the most important ones for you. And you do that at the beginning of the month and at the beginning of the week. Why? Because you want to know the most important news and impactful news that's going to be happening within the next couple days and weeks. Again, if you're a persistent trader and you're trading for months and even years, then it may not matter to you to even look at these little things, but it's important to keep your ear to the ground just to see essentially what's happening in the market. Now, the night before, it's important to go to Trading Economics. Why? Because you're seeing the most relevant news over the last couple hours and days. If something happened in China that it was really impactful to stock prices, all those other things, on Trading Economics, it'll give you a full breakdown and at least a short paragraph as to what's happening, why it's important. And you'll also see on there how different markets are opening and closing. Now, remember, even though the American markets open at, this is Eastern time, open at 9:30 in the morning and close at 4 p.m., other markets like Shanghai, Malaysia, Australia, like those markets are in different time zones than us. So they're opening and closing while we're still asleep, right? Like right now, there are markets that are open right this second, even though it's the middle of the night and the stock market in America is closed. So you get an idea of how other markets are trading during the day. Are the other markets up? Are the other markets down? How close are they to our economy, right? How intertwined are they with us? So if China is down, then you'd expect some kind of weakness in our stock market the following day. Now, it's not guaranteed, but it's good to have an idea how other markets are moving the night before the market opens. You can also go to MarketWatch because, again, MarketWatch is still pumping out information the night before, giving you an idea of what's been transpiring over the last couple days and hours. Now, intraday, you can also use this. You can also use this the night before as well. You kind of mix these two together, but you can use what's TweetDeck, right? TweetDeck allows you to look at several, I guess you'd say, several different Twitter feeds, depending on what you decide to look for. Now, my TweetDeck, the way I have it set up is I'm looking for symbols, ticker symbols. When people tweet about a particular stock or company, they'll sometimes attach the ticker symbol to it. So for example, on my left-hand most side, I keep AT&T, right? That's because I'm constantly watching that stock because it's my biggest holding. So I put money sign, right? The dollar sign and the letter T because that's the ticker symbol that they trade under. And it'll show me every single tweet on Twitter where people use dollar sign T. And regular tweeters, right, regular people who use Twitter don't use a dollar sign and put ticker symbols. So this is mostly people involved in the investing space. Same thing, I have Apple, money sign AAPL. It's showing me all the ones where people tagged Apple. For example, when Kathy Woods is buying and selling stocks, some people may put the ticker symbol of some of the stocks she's selling or buying and then show a screenshot of her report for that day. You'll also see something like this. Apple CEO Tim Cook said that iPhone's set of principles regarding safety and privacy was the reason behind, and it says the, right? So cut it off. I have to click on the article and the article is going to tell me exactly what the article was about, right? But in that, I get a snippet of what they were talking about and is it important? Do I want to click on it? Is it news that's relevant? And that came out 12 minutes ago, right? So I can kind of see minute by minute, second by second, what people are tweeting about. And if somebody else gets the news before me, they'll tweet it, right? So I have another growth stock there in the third column. And then I actually follow users too. So when Donald Trump was president, you'd want to follow him because every single tweet that he did somehow impacted the market in some way, shape, or form. So I have my users that I'm following all the way to the right. So I have Bloomberg Business that I follow. So whatever Bloomberg Business tweets, I see as well. And then I follow Joe Biden's. Whatever Joe Biden, even though he's super boring, whenever he tweets, I see it. So all of that is on one page. So I'm seeing constant tweets go back and forth and load throughout the day based on what I decide to look at. If there's a particular stock that I like that is setting up nicely, maybe it's in an accumulation stage and it's moving sideways, then I may want to put their ticker symbol on this tweet deck and look for any sign of news or events that may be able to push the stock out of its trading range, right? And that'll set me up to enter a trade. Now, the next intraday that you can use is Thinkorswim's news widget, right? So if you haven't already, you should have downloaded Thinkorswim, which is a trading platform for TD Ameritrade. And their news widget actually shows you news as live as it's going to get, right? It's called Live News. And it'll pump out news whenever it is, whenever it's received on their end, I guess, right? So it's not as fast as Twitter, don't get me wrong, but it also allows you to see very general news and not just what that one ticker symbol says, right? So we'll see here, news highlights, top energy news of the day, and I click on that and it'll show me energy news. Here's that Apple CEO Tim Cook news as well. We see Japan news here, Tokyo news, and it's just pumping out all relevant news that people in the market may find helpful in their investing and trading. So it's pretty cool how Thinkorswim sets it up. And even if you don't use Thinkorswim to trade, maybe you're a Robinhood trader or whatever, it's always nice to have that platform because you do get that crazy amount of information. So we'll recap. At the beginning of the month and even beginning of the weeks, I use Trading Economics Calendar to look for major events like economic data, Fed speeches, etc. And I use it to also look across multiple countries to see if they have anything big being announced, if their economies are closely linked to ours, like China. The night before, I use Trading Economics to take a look at the news ahead and also see how other markets are opening and closing. Right, so here, if I see the Philippine equities trade at a near 7-month low, okay, so the PCE or the Philippine equity market is trading lower. The China Shanghai composite down for a fourth straight session. Okay, so I know that even though the US markets are closed, I'm seeing the Philippines equity markets are down, and I'm seeing the Chinese equity markets are down. So I'm anticipating something for the US market. It doesn't mean I'm going to make a trade off of it, but I'm looking to see the correlations, and I'm also looking to see just how we react to their markets being down. In addition to that, I'm using MarketWatch, right, just to see what's going on. But you can use really a lot of the other trading platforms. You don't have to use MarketWatch to see the news, but that's just one that I use because they do update it rather frequently. And intraday, like during the day between 9:30 and 4 p.m. when the market's open, I'm using TweetDeck to see live tweets based on ticker symbols that I'm looking at, as well as seeing users, what users are tweeting, like Bloomberg News or Bloomberg Business. I'm also using the Thinkorswim trading platform, and on there they have a live news widget. And on that live news widget, you can see, well, live news. If you keep it very general, you'll see live news across the entire industry, right? We'll see breaking news, political news, as well as financial news, individual companies as well, like the Apple Tim Cook news. And if you want to specialize it, you can even type in the company that you want, the ticker symbol, and you'll see all the Thinkorswim news that they've pumped out. And again, some of the news have very in-depth articles that you can read as well to ascertain what the news means. So remember, in this game, news is king, so try to use those, at least as beginners, without spending any money, because these are all free, without spending any money, and see how these can either lead you in one direction or at least get your mind mulling certain ideas as you enter into the trading day. Right, so go forth and conquer now that you have this newfound news power. The next issue of my newsletter, speaking of news, is coming out next week. I'm excited, you're excited, and we're going to crush it in June, right? Money is not just the goal, right? But it makes sure that the way to our goal is just a little bit smoother. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.